Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So as the last word, thanks everybody for supporting the station. We really appreciate it. And the contest is good until noon. And in today's installment of our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, we're taking a look at an issue that the New York gubernatorial candidates do not agree on. This is a real difference between Cuomo and Paladino. Our topic today is true or false, frack here, frack now. We're talking about how hydraulic fracturing, the controversial process used to remove natural gas from the Marcellus Shale, the rock formation that runs under parts of New York State. Some say it is not safe and that it could contaminate drinking water, even the New York City watershed. Others say it can be done the right way while creating thousands of jobs plus access to the state's natural gas, and we really need the energy. In their October 18th televised debate, the New York gubernatorial candidates argued over whether or not it's worth the risk. Here are clips of Democrat Andrew Cuomo, who's cautious, and then the Freedom Party candidate Charles Barron, who thinks Cuomo's too cautious. And finally, Republican Carl Paladino, who is definitely ready to frack here, frack now, at least in western New York.
Hydrofracking is a possibility to create jobs, but only if it's safe.
I'm sorry, Ms. Cuomo, your time is up.
Only if it's safe.
He will not fight against that, because anything that benefits his business cronies, he's not going to fight against.
This means 25,000 jobs at $50,000 a job in upstate New York. This is vital.
And with us now, WNYC business reporter Ilya Meretz, who's been following this fracking story since it first came to light, last year?
Spring of 2008, really, is when this started to get a lot of pickup.
Yeah. And before we break down their positions further following those clips, give us a quick explainer on hydrofracking and what it is exactly that these gubernatorial candidates are disagreeing on.
Well, this is an issue that should matter to so many New Yorkers, really anybody living between Buffalo and the Catskills, and including all of us down here in New York City who get our drinking water from the Catskill region. That area, geographic area that I described, has a formation called the Marcellus Shale lying beneath it. It's about 7,000 feet down. There's a great deal of natural gas in there. Until pretty recently, energy companies knew about it, but they didn't feel that they could get it out. The technology has now arrived. And the energy companies have moved in, they've leased quite a bit of land, and they would like to use this technology known as hydrofracking to get the gas out. The difference really between hydrofracking and sort of standard natural gas drilling is that with the standard, if you want to think about just putting a straw down into the earth and sucking up a bubble of gas, that's kind of roughly how it works. With hydrofracking, the gas is dispersed in the rock, and you have to do a lot more to break up the rock, including blasting down huge amounts of water, chemicals, sand to break it up and really free up that gas. And that's where some of the environmental problems come in.
But what's new is that they have the technology to break up the rock more than they did before.
That's right. Energy companies will parse that a little bit, and they'll say that wells have been fracked for decades, and that's true. But the ability to really do this on a wide scale and access this gas in this Marcellus Shale formation is new.
Now, for some people who have heard about this story before, they'll think, well, we're already safe down here in the downstate area because it's a done deal that there will be no fracking in the New York City watershed area. This is now just an issue for further upstate. Is that true?
Not entirely. The DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation, which is the state agency that has authority here, in April made a change to the regulations where they basically made it pretty close to impossible to drill within the technical area of the New York City watershed. But the DEP, which is the city's environmental agency, which oversees water collections, is actually also concerned about pipelines, tunnels, other equipment that may lie outside of the technical boundaries of the watershed and that could also be affected. So I think the DEP and definitely environmental groups would say they're very reassured by the present posture, but New York City drinking water drinkers can't yet breathe easy.
What is it that could get into the water? Is it natural gas itself? Is it tiny pieces of rock?
The the suite of different problems is pretty broad. And the example of Pennsylvania, where drilling has gone ahead, is instructive. I was out there in the spring, and I'll just tell you about one of the possible problems, which was a woman who I'd visited whose drinking water well had actually been contaminated. And I think it was actually, regulators believe it was because of the seismic activity in the area. There was a natural gas drill rig probably about two blocks away, if you want to use city distances, from her house, and that had disturbed her natural gas well. It filled with – or her water well, excuse me. It filled with gas. It actually exploded on New Year's Day a few years ago. Other potential problems, when this water comes up from the fracking process, it's kept in holding pens. It's pretty toxic at that point. If it's not well reinforced and sealed, that can get loose, that can contaminate waterways. So there's a lot of steps along the way where things can go wrong.
WNYC business reporter Ilya Meretz with us in this installment of our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days. Frack here, frack now, or not, about the controversy over this new kind of natural gas drilling in New York State. Palladino's for it. Cuomo is taking a wait-and-see approach. And we heard those clips. Palladino says that a hydraulic fracturing could create 25,000 jobs with $50,000 a year salaries. Is that a known stat?
You see a lot of different numbers thrown around. There's no question that in Pennsylvania, where there's a lot of wells, some towns that had been left high and dry by the economy for the past 50 years, all of a sudden their hotels are fully booked, and the roads are very busy, and the local economy is kind of humming. So there's certainly anecdotal evidence that it can make a positive difference. And for landowners, for anybody who owns land in that swath, it's a very attractive proposition, because you can lease your land at a certain amount an acre. And then if natural gas is discovered underneath the land, you collect a royalty. There's a base of 12.5%. You can negotiate higher depending on your position. So a lot of landowners in New York State would be in a position to make a great deal of money if this goes ahead.
And would it have an impact on the supply of energy in a significant way? Could it push down energy prices because there's so much untapped natural gas that we could now get at with this technology?
Absolutely. But a great deal of natural gas is coming online, not only in New York, but in other shale formations in Arkansas, in Texas, I believe also Colorado. This is going ahead in other parts of the country, and there's going to be a great deal of natural gas. I think the challenge at a certain point is going to be, can we get natural gas cars? Can we convert more of our energy-producing plant, electricity-producing plants into natural gas that maybe do coal right now? Natural gas will be cheap and plentiful and available. The question is, will we be able to use all of it?
So Palladino says, let's go, frack here, frack now. What are we waiting for? Charles Barron, who's running as a more progressive alternative to Andrew Cuomo, says, no way, no how. The environmental risks are just too great, including to the water supply. Andrew Cuomo's stance, as we heard, is a wait-and-see approach. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. If I'm governor, it depends whether or not it's safe. Are there environmental uncertainties?
You know, I want to actually dial back to your summation of Andrew Cuomo, because this is causing a great deal of agitation in the people that I talk to, both in the environmental movement and also in the industry. What Cuomo's basically said is what statements Cuomo has made are, at this point, I think everyone would say, so pablum that it's really impossible to divine where he is likely to fall on the issue. Just looking at page 92 here of his campaign book, any drilling in the Marcellus Shale must be environmentally sensitive and safe. These reviews must demonstrate that the health and environmental risks are adequately addressed and protected, and it goes on, so on and so forth. There's really no specifics there. And if, as many people think is likely, he's our next governor, we don't know what his position is on the environmental review that's now in progress. We don't know what kind of person he might appoint to be the head of the DEC, the main agency that does regulation there. We really actually don't know a great deal about his position. He just says, I'm in favor of doing it safely and protecting the watershed.
And we should mention that it's not just Charles Barron, but also Howie Hawkins, the Green Party candidate, who said he would take a strong stand against it. So in the debate, for people who watched it, there was this kind of left flank really pushing Cuomo on this vague position that he's taken. Both Charles Barron from the Freedom Party and Howie Hawkins from the Green Party. And the new governor won't be the only elected state official concerned with hydraulic fracturing. The candidates for state attorney general, Eric Schneiderman and Dan Donovan, might be relevant here, too. Do they have public positions?
They do. And this is the other race that really matters a great deal on this question in New York. Assuming that at some point in the next few years, the state does spell out a path forward on hydraulic fracturing. As we know now, there's a review and sort of a temporary moratorium. But assuming that there's a path forward, the attorney general is going to be a person who might be in a position to file a lawsuit, threaten to file a lawsuit, use the power of the press to call attention to issues. And there are real differences. Dan Donovan, who's the Republican, has said he sees the need to strike a balance between job creation and protecting the environment. And that sounds kind of pablum, but I think what he's sort of saying is recognizing that there's a great deal of opportunity for people upstate. Senator Schneiderman, who's the Democrat in the race, has had a much more strongly anti-position. He does say he favors doing it safely, but his language has suggested very strongly that he's a great deal more skeptical. He said he wouldn't be afraid to file lawsuits if he thinks that any drilling is done unsafely. So that's a real difference between them.
Do opponents point to any other viable options for removing the natural gas from the Marcellus Shale? Because we all want the jobs, we all want the energy. Are opponents saying, okay, this is not safe, but there are some other feasible ways to do it without hydraulic fracturing?
I don't think so. And in fact, many environmentalists, but not all, if you press them, will say, yes, you know, we should do this, but just in the super, 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 super safe way where you effectively, I don't know, tax industry very highly and make sure that there's a large number of regulators and inspectors on site all the time. I don't think there's really any other way to get the gas out. But there's an interesting conflict on the environmental side between local people here in the city and in Albany and the national environmental groups, mostly headquartered in Washington, who look at natural gas and they see something that is domestically available. It is relatively clean burning, even if it's not always clean to get out of the ground. And to them, they don't want to always say no to every form of energy. Some environmental groups have sort of – national environmental groups have actually had real tension with the local people who don't like it because they say, I want to say yes to something. And natural gas has quite a bit about it that's attractive.
All right. With the election just days away, we are in the home stretch of our election series, 30 issues in 30 days. This has been issue 27, true or false, frack here, frack now. WNYC business reporter Ilya Meretz, thanks for explaining it so clearly for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.